So, you're in the area, and where were you stationed? South Point or somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, South Point, Southern Airfield. And you were attached to the control tower?
Yes, I was, yes.
Yeah. And on this particular day, what happened?
Reports started to come in from the public through the switchboard of UFO activity in the region of Liverpool, were quickly followed by successive reports from along the North Wales coast. I want to correct one thing that we started off with there. I was actually based in North Wales. The reports came, were reported from progressively further west as this object seemed to be following the North Wales coast out towards Anglesey. And it was picked up on radar, or something coinciding with the reported positions was sighted in the approach room. Any more questions?
Anyway, this object approached the airfield. It was tracked on radar approaching the airfield?
Yes, it was tracked on radar approaching the airfield at very high speed.
Something in the order of...
In the order of about 4,000 miles per hour.
Yep.
And came to a very abrupt halt in around about approximately 2 miles off the end of one of the runways.
Was it visible from the control tower?
I didn't see it personally because I was in approach control, but people up in the glass house did actually report sighting it, yes. A couple of aircraft were, I want to try to avoid the word scrambled, but they went up to investigate to see what was going on. And as they left the ground and started to approach this object, it wheeled round, and this was seen on radar, wheeled round in an anti-clockwise direction. At a rate such that the aircraft couldn't quite line it up, were unable to get it straight on. At least that's how it appeared on radar. They were trying to follow round towards it, and it continued to circumscribe a circle. When it arrived back at its starting point, having done a circle of around about 4 miles diameter around the base, it became stationary again, and as the aircraft lined it up and reported having got it straight on, it then suddenly developed the same velocity that it had originally had, and shot off in a northward direction somewhere over the Isle of Man.
Mm.
And the aircraft were unable to keep track with it.
Yeah. And it presumably went off the radar screen.
It did. Well, we bumped it up to the longer range, so you could actually scale the radar's range, and we were able to track it across the North Sea up towards Northern Ireland, and eventually it's out of range.
Yeah. What sort of year was it?
As far as I remember, I think it was either 1978 or 79, possibly early 1980, but probably 79. I can't be any more precise about that.
Can you remember the aircraft that chased it, or would you rather not?
I can remember, yes, but I don't know what to say, if that's all right.
Right. Well, they were obviously a combat aircraft.
Yes, they were, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
A couple of Phantoms were on detachment.